body. Here's to the biscuit top. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the food guys.
Greg, one of those things that everybody makes and everybody knows and everybody likes, as far as I can tell, is something very simple called coleslaw.
Yes.
There's only one coleslaw in the world, right?
No, there are many different coleslaws. Green cabbage is the traditional. You can also combine green with red. You could add some carrot to that, and then you would have a red, green, and orange coleslaw. It'll be purple. It's a purple cabbage.
Chop it up a little bit and put some mayonnaise on it, and you got it.
Well, the thing is, the classic dressing for coleslaw is mayonnaise mixed with milk and buttermilk. Whole milk, buttermilk, and mayonnaise. You could also have some sour cream in there if you wanted. But you don't want it to be a heavy dressing. It should be a light dressing that just coats the shredded cabbage. And when I say shredded cabbage, I really mean sliced cabbage. I'll cut the head of cabbage in half vertically, then I'll take the core out, and then I'll put it cut side down, and then I'll cut across the cabbage with a knife and cut thin, thin, thin slices. You could use a food processor and the shredding disc to actually shred cabbage, but I wouldn't do that. You could use the food processor to slice your cabbage if you want, but I prefer to use a big chef's knife. And then you have your cabbage, and then you can make a dressing for it. Sugar is typically a part of that dressing. Vinegar is definitely a part of that dressing.
Vinegar is very crucial.
And I think I've seen coleslaw recipes that call for lots of sugar, like 5 or 6 tablespoons, which is a lot. You don't need
too much.
For a pound of cabbage, I would say maybe 2 tablespoons of sugar maximum. Maybe a half cup of mayonnaise and a few tablespoons of whole milk and a few tablespoons of buttermilk. You have to do this pretty much by eye, depending upon how much cabbage you're going to be making.
I, of course, inevitably chop up some chili peppers.
Of course you would. And there's perfectly okay. And I like to put in scallions, thinly sliced scallions with it. I like the addition of peppers, especially if it's sweet peppers. And you can get those little colored sweet peppers in the markets now.
Yeah, you do.
You make it very, very colorful. And if you want some heat, you can put in jalapeno.
I think so.
For a tricolor coleslaw, you could have red cabbage, green cabbage, and then celery. And celery I would shred. I would use a shredding disc for that, but the cabbage I would slice. And then you can make a vinaigrette dressing with a pretty nice dose of mustard in it, I would say.
Yeah, an interesting thing is how coleslaws can improve in storage.
That flavor gets much better over a couple of days. The dressing really soaks into the cabbage, and it does not make the cabbage limp. It doesn't make it soggy or anything like that. The cabbage stays crisp because those cell walls are tough.
Good old cabbage. Cabbage is a sturdy product.
It's very sturdy.
But it goes well with so many different things.
What's really good for coleslaw are broccoli stems. Peel them. You can shred them along with carrot if you want to do that, and then add that to the cabbage base.
Also, sometimes roughed up some apples. You can forget about the sugar. The sugar is going to come from the apple.
Any acidity there will prevent the apples from turning brown.
Yeah, it will. That gives it a nice kind of quality. Then, of course, people add all kinds of things. People will add bacon. They'll add pieces of ham or, you know, whatever. You make a whole dish out of the thing.
Well, then it becomes a main dish of something.
Yeah, I would think so. Cheeses of one sort or another.
Cheeses, I like to keep it to the veggies.
It's inevitable because it's one of those dishes that seems to call out the creativity.
Yes, it does.
In the cook.
It says, fiddle around with me and see what else you can make of me.
Yeah. But I like serving it with things like barbecue. Gosh, it's wonderful.
You mean it's
barbecue.
A side dish? Yeah.
Yeah. People always say, what am I going to have with this? Well, some beans and some coleslaw, right?
And you make the coleslaw way ahead of time.
Yeah, sure. As I say, the longer it stays in the refrigerator, the better it gets somehow.
A very simple dressing would be distilled white vinegar and maybe some sour cream.
Yeah.
And then maybe a little bit of sugar to take the edge off the acid, but not make it sweet. You don't want to have a sweet coleslaw.
Just the thing for summer, and just the thing for you is to come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Food Guys.